You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program on strangelabel.com.
I listen to podcasts quite frequently, as you may know.
Over the past year, I have been obsessed with podcasts.
I listen to podcasts all the time.
I love podcasts. I don't listen to music when I'm in the car. I'd rather listen to a podcast.
Podcasts all the time.
As you probably know, I'm a big fan of podcasts.
The podcast world is vast, with thousands of new shows starting every second. It must be hard to find that specific one that is tailored to your needs. That's why we're here. No, we don't claim to be that show, though we try our best. We have some recommendations, though. Stay tuned.
Everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host via Skype, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse. Hello, Travis.
Hello to you, sir.
Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, boy howdy, yeah. We have quite a program tonight lined up.
Action-packed, I think.
Travis, there's a lot to discuss, Travis. And we rarely repeat ourselves, Travis.
That's true.
We have shouted out podcasts. And we have ranked
podcasts.
One of
our most successful episodes, actually.
Right. But we have yet to really give out some podcast recommendations. So you can expect that.
I feel like as close as we got was the top 10 list, right?
Right. Travis, you recently put out one of those tweets, one of those podcast recommendation tweets, and got a big response.
I certainly did. It was a huge and I'm still getting a response to this thing.
It's
actually
still going?
it's still going, even after I said, guys, I don't really need podcast recommendations.
Well, I mean, it's not like they're
been part of a happen.
It's not like they're clicking on you and scrolling through your other tweets to see who you are and what you like. They just want you to listen to their podcast, Travis.
Well, right, because I think out of the I think it's like 208 responses I got now. I believe only one of them asked me what I actually like before they recommended something.
And of the thousands of replies that you've gotten, most of them aren't people like trying to be helpful. Most of them are saying, hey, you should listen to my podcast, right? I mean, it's not like they're saying
88% of them are people saying, listen to me.
Yeah, like, hey, man, I like this podcast. You probably will, too. I have no skin in the game myself.
Right.
So nobody's being helpful, Travis. It's me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, there was about 12% of these responses that actually were saying, hey, I like this podcast. Check it out. But most of those people tweeted that from their own podcast account on Twitter.
And Charles, I got this idea from, I was listening to the Todd Glass show, and he was saying something about how he wanted to rent out Madison Square Garden and just have a bunch of his friends show up and just like do
a show.
Can
you just do that? Can you just rent Madison Square Garden?
Well, I don't think you can. It was a flawed plan, Travis, but I was thinking, are you familiar with Bringer shows? Yes. Like, I think it's big with bands and concert venues. Like you get to get on stage and play, but you have to bring like 20 people and sell your own tickets.
Yeah, you get stage time, and you have to bring a minimum of your pals.
Now imagine like a Madison Square Garden bringer show. Like for every 10 people you bring, you get like a minute, and you show up, and you say, "Hey, I sold 10 tickets," and they say, "Okay." You get to go on stage for like 1 minute, and you plug in to whatever they have up there. There's no like lead in time. You get up there and you do it. You know what I'm saying? You just do it. Guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here. Hello, Drunk. Oh, Drunk.
Hello.
I'm sorry, Drunk. Drunk's adjusting his mic. I turned up Drunk's thing before he Drunk.
Well, you've yelled at me in the past for turning it on, and then
I know it was me. It was my bad, Drunk.
Hey, thanks for shoveling your driveway for me.
Oh, there's no problem, Drunk. I wanted to make sure you were comfortable. You feel good? Did I turn the light on for you?
You did.
I usually don't remember to turn on the light for you. You got to scoot on up there in the dark. Feel bad about that, Drunk.
No, you don't.
So, Travis, a bringer show where every 10 people you get a minute. And
absolutely.
And then you can say that you played Madison Square Garden, and then you bump up your stats. You know, you say, "Hey, look what I did." And other people.
Yeah, you put that in your bio, and that gets you a lot of cred.
Would 10 people be enough? Maybe we should make it more than that. Hey, it's only a minute, though, right?
But Madison Square Garden's a big place.
Yeah. Travis, did you see the Razor commercial, Travis? I'm distracted by this Razor commercial because I've watched the Razor commercial like 4 times now, Travis, and everybody on the internet is mad about this Razor commercial. And for the life of me,
well, it's the Starbucks cup thing. Not everybody's mad about the ad. Some people are mad that other people are mad about the ad.
I think that there had to be some market research done at some point that said that all this shit was good for you. I guess like everything's kind of trumped. You know what I mean? Like there's some people that are mad for it, and some people are mad at the people for being mad at it, and it all just kind of gets
your name.
Well,
it's this month's Nike ad,
right? And I mean, Nike's fine.
Keurig is fine. Everybody's fine.
Really? I don't even think that the ad is... I've watched the ad 4 times because everybody's hot and bothered by this ad, Travis. And I've watched the ad, and I think the message of the ad is, like, hey, guys, let's all just, like, be decent to each other. And, oh, yeah, buy razors. Travis,
I can't comment on
I pulled on the clip, Travis. I want you to listen
nothing,
to it.
Nothing will make me not watch something more than internet outrage.
Well, I pulled the clip, Travis. I want you to hear it. I want you to explain why we're mad about this. I'm forcing it on you, Travis.
I'm not mad.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding...
Now, granted, there is a visual element here, Travis. But, I mean, like, what they're saying is, hey, you know, gals, they don't like it when you sexually harass them.
You know what would have been the best is if they would have actually shoved audio of Trump saying, grab him by the pussy in there.
Well, they get Terry Crews in there at some point.
Sexual assault and sexual harassment.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Some already are.
I mean, like, there's a couple of dudes that, like, break up kids fighting and stuff. There's, like, a guy who's catcalling a gal, and another guy just says, hey, man, it's not cool to catcall a gal. Like, What are we mad about?
My trigger in the audio that I heard was the smile. Hey, smile. That is one of those things that is, you know, like, it's one of those triggers that says you're being toxic in your masculinity. But is it really wrong if somebody's having a bad day to say, hey, let's help you smile?
And Travis, I'm not trying to be like above it and be cool guy and be like, guys, I don't even understand. I don't understand what in the world anybody would get from this. I don't get. I saw Liquid, one of our frequent listeners, is losing his goddamn mind on Twitter about this, and
if you follow him, he's one of those people who does not. He won't stand for the virtue signaling.
Is that what it is? Out. Like, do they think it's not genuine? Is that why he's mad?
Yeah, most of the time, I think, and I think a lot of the vitriol comes from people saying you're pandering to get people to buy your product.
So that's what it is. They're patronizing, and so they're saying.
But isn't that what all advertising has always done ever?
It kind of is. Yeah, people? Yeah. But yeah.
Buy our shit. We're just like you. We love what you love. We're presenting you a product to try to help your thing.
So yeah, I guess if that's why we're mad, if we're being like, oh, come on with this shit. I mean, yeah, is it kind of smarmy? Like, it just sell some fucking razors, I guess, right?
Well, Gillette is in a bad place because they're trying to combat, you know, the Dollar Shave Clubs and the Harry's and stuff, because Gillette's been charging $1 billion a razor for, you know, a couple of decades and has been getting away with it. And now they have competition, so now they got to be like, oh, the fuck, are we going to get people back to buying four razors for $30?
They do, yeah.
But they don't take misogynists, right? Do you have to fill out like a survey?
Definitely. You probably get like a KISS Army badge, right? Like if you were part of the KISS Army, you had to send something in through the mail. That's how you can get your Gillette razors out of the case at Walmart.
Travis, coming up in a little bit, we're going to have to recommend some podcasts, Travis. We're going to tease it. We got to do some recommendations.
Is this the Albino Alligators Top 10?
That's what the people want. They want us to recommend some podcasts to them. I also wanted to touch, Travis, did you happen to see the story about the Fortnite, right?
Is that a game?
It's a video game that the kids
don't
like.
Don't your kids play it?
No.
See, the Fortnite, you run around and you kill each other, but I think you also build towers.
Is it like Minecraft / Call of Duty with shitty graphics?
I think you hit it on the nose. Minecraft equals Call of Duty.
Yeah, I think like you run around and kill each other, but you also build forts. And then like whoever has the biggest fort and isn't dead wins. And the kids, they love this game. And like the big thing that you do in the game is when you've murdered all the other combatants.
Then you get a new brick to put on your house?
No, you do a dance.
You get to do a little dance, Travis.
Oh, is this, you're talking about all the lawsuits, all these people suing Fortnite for putting in like iconic dances?
Did you see this? They're getting sued.
By like three different people. Didn't Carlton was one of them? Carlton. Who was the other one?
There's a rapper named 2 Milli.
2 Milli? What a fucking stupid name.
2 Milli, apparently, he has like a signature dance that he does. You know, like the 2 Milli dance. You know the 2 Milli dance, Travis.
Is Gangnam Style in there? Is he getting sued by Gangnam Style?
And the most noteworthy of the lawsuits is the Backpack Kid. He's a YouTube celebrity who claims to have invented the floss dance.
Is the floss the one with the arms and the hips?
You know, that just looks like an optical illusion to me, Drunk. I have watched the floss dance.
It is very hard
to do. And I don't think that I'm capable of doing it. I don't think that
Do these people have patents on these dances? Who's going to sue them for doing like the chicken dance?
I think Carlton actually does have a patent on his dance.
That's probably legit. That's all he's got.
Carlton claims that he got his signature dance from like somebody else. That he saw it and thought it was fun and took it. But I mean, like, can you sue somebody for doing it? I guess if you're putting it in a video game and
Well, what's to say then that you can't sue somebody with monetized YouTube videos for doing your dance?
Right. You show up.
It doesn't
up,
make any sense to me.
You show up, you're boogieing down, and you're like, you know what? The kids, they love this floss dance. I'm gonna throw that into my routine, and they're gonna fucking love it.
And it's funny because for real, nobody over the age of 18 can do it. It is so hard.
Is it like a flexible thing? Do you have to be flexible
and coordination?
I see. I don't drunk. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try it. So you just do like,
but it's like a double, yeah.
You do both hands.
You do both hands, and you do it twice on the same side.
Am I doing it drunk?
A little bit.
Am I doing it? Do I look good?
I wouldn't say you look good. Better than I am doing it, that's for sure.
See,
you
I'm
good, but you're doing it.
I'm hip with what the kids are doing, Travis.
Yeah, man. That's one of the first words I always think of when I think of you as hip.
So you show up at Madison Square Garden, and you have
to do the floss dance?
You have 10 friends with you.
You think Billy Corgan could do the floss?
No. You know, when you see Billy Corgan, like, now they have three guitar players, and so, like,
did he grow his hair back out, or is he still?
No. He fired it before it quit. He occasionally goes out there and does a couple of songs without the guitar, and I mean, he's the best guitarist in the band by a country mile.
Right.
But he's also the singer, so sometimes they give him a break.
Sure.
And then he just kind of walks around, and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He looks silly. He's a silly dancing man.
Well, that's funny.
They shouldn't let him dance. They should just strap that guitar on him.
He's just out there having a good time.
He's having a good time. Yeah, right,
what
right.
A point.
That's what it is, drunk. People are just out there having a good time, man. And we got to ruin it. We got to ruin it with our arguments, we gotta ruin it with our lawsuits. And we're all just trying to squirm around out there.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug, man.
Just trying to do our best. And fucking 2 Milli thinks that he invented shimmy shimmying around.
2 Milli. That's ridiculous.
2 Milli.
See, I think that 2 Milli is more famous for his 2 Milli dance than any of his music. And so he's got to hold on to that is what he's got to do, Travis. You know what I mean?
Speaking of dipshits, did you see that Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly on the side of like an NBA game? There's like a picture that was taken. See two bigger douchebags in the same picture.
What's wrong with them, Travis? They're just two lanky fellas trying to make it in the world.
Just trying to shimmy on. I don't know.
Pete
I just
Davidson's
can't stand
okay.
These people.
I heard that he
Maybe
was
old.
Didn't he hook up with the gal from Underworld?
He's Kate just, Beckinsale?
He's got that license forever now, Travis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
He just carries that card around with him, and he just says, like, hey, you know, look, it's kind of like booking guests, Travis. It's like trading cards, you know? Like if you get a good one out of a pack, like, you can use that as leverage forever.
It's true.
And then everyone compares their trading cards to your trading cards. And so, I mean,
are you ever going to get another good trading card then, though? Like, hey, I don't know if I can compete with that trading card.
We had Adam Carolla, goddammit.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I mean. Like, you know, you put down your trading card and you say, you know, hey, I got this this Ken Griffey rookie card. And other people say, what do I have that compares to this Ken Griffey rookie card?
Ken Reggett, obviously.
Ken Reggett's a hardcore champion.
He is.
Huh.
Are you figuring out your own opinion on the radio as we speak?
I don't know what I think anymore, drunk.
Did you just hit like a major like realization? You should share that.
It was funny because like he's in the middle of speaking and then just the look on his face like,
I've been thinking a lot about my life, you know? I was sitting out in my car.
As one is apt to do.
I was eating some Trader Joe's. They have these carrot cake cookie sandwiches that have like a vanilla cream frosting in the middle. And they're really, really good. And I sat out in my car in the dark, eating the carrot cake cookie sandwich. I was just thinking, man. You know, I was just thinking.
In your driveway?
No, I was in the parking lot.
You were sitting in your driveway doing this?
In the parking lot to Trader Joe's?
Of the store?
Yeah.
So did you go
to Trader... You couldn't wait to eat the cookies? You had to eat them in the car?
Did you go to Trader Joe's just to get these cookies?
I pulled the cookie out, and I ate it, and just thought.
Did you get some cookie butter while you were there? Because that's...
No, I didn't have none. I got the carrot cake cookie sandwiches.
And that's all you got?
I just thought about my life.
Did you come to any conclusions?
No, not really, Travis. You know, just it's an ongoing struggle.
Well, at least you're on this side of the grass, buddy.
It's true. It's one way to look at it. So what we need to do is we need to create a dance.
So Fortnite can steal it, and then we can sue the pants off them?
Yeah, that's... That's really the only thing we can do, right? We create a dance.
Well, Travis is the most hip of the three of us. Travis, so he's going to have to be the one to create the dance.
Will you make a dance that we can monetize
the only
somehow?
The only dance that I know, like off the top of my head, besides the hammer dance and the in-sync strings attached.
Well, I mean,
no
you have to make your own dance, Travis. You just have to let your body feel
well,
free.
Well, it'd have to be a variation of that because those are my go-tos. I don't know that I'd be able to come up with any myself.
See, now, the hammer dance, he just kind of like put his hands on his knees and just kind of wobbled from side to side, right?
Well, and then he does the scissor. It's the scissor, the one leg in front of the other and then the other leg in front. Like he alternates legs in front really quickly.
So we do the Travis and we make the Travis really popular. And then... Like when it hits its peak, we just go after everybody, Travis. It's really the only card in the deck we have to play.
I feel like you got to be strategic in releasing that, though, right? Like, do we have to hold it back and pretend like it's an old video that we dug up to try to get some traction?
Oh, you want to do like our
put it on VHS, post date the
our Artizama Kardashian. Octavio Cortez. What is that gal's name?
Cortez. AOC.
Yeah, like it'd just be like, oh, this came out a long time ago. So like retroactively, anybody who's done the dance between now and then, they're also on the hook because we did it first.
Yeah, you're all sued. You're all sued.
Yeah, I'm gonna find some videos of Travis when he was young.
Back in high school, I had this like wobbly leg thing that I did.
You were a mascot, weren't you?
I was.
Drunk. You could be the dance guy. We need you.
Only thing I really did was toe touches and run with a flag, though. Man, I could toe touch better than the cheerleaders, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was your whole thing? Did you wear like ballet slippers or something?
No, just the Adidas white with the blue stripes. Looked like Sambas, but not quite.
I like when
they had the turtle shell on the toe.
I like when the mascot grabs their big belly and shakes it. That's my favorite. That's
like the Philly Fanatic?
Yeah. I like when they do that. That would be like my cool go-to mascot.
Bluey, he doesn't have a big belly, so he can't do that.
Yeah. That seems like it should just be like a thing that they all do.
And then Rampage, he's like jacked. So
who's Rampage, Drunk?
The Rams mascot?
Yeah. If I can say anything about Gritty is he's brought the mascot back a little bit. Like people.
Well, he's the Philly Fanatic times like 10. He's crazy with the googly eyes and the crazy color. And
yeah.
Like the OG.
That's how you do it now. You got to make something so grotesque that it gets a lot of eyes.
It's all we're trying
to do.
So
maybe that's our dance.
We're all just trying to get eyes, you know. We're trying to get eyes. We're trying to get attention. Nobody is a spectator anymore. We all want to be in the show. We all want to bring our 10 friends and we want to get up on stage, Travis.
Can I tell you one thing, though, from my podcast recommendation tweet experiment? I got to say, I don't want a lot of followers. You can't keep up with all of those notifications.
You got a lot of exposure there, did you?
Exposure?
Did about 20,000 eyes on it. 250 likes, 206 replies, and not very many retweets. But I'll tell you what, this weekend, literally every 5 minutes that I picked up my phone, there was another 6 to 12 notifications on my phone.
Oh, I'm sure.
You'd have to just mute that shit.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, Travis, you have the website in your bio. People weren't clicking through to the website, Travis. If our website gets any amount of traffic, then the website app cues me in and says, hey, website's going crazy. And then you look and it's like 20 people were there in the last hour. And you're like, oh, great.
I wasn't sure what my end game was going to be.
Thanks for bothering me.
I was thinking about actually replying to each and every one of them with a link to our show.
You say, no, me. Is that what you're going to say, Travis?
Yeah, it's me, not you.
Yeah, no, not you, me. That's what you're going to say. And then they're going
right.
to and then they're all going to listen to you, Travis. That's the way to get them.
They won't though. Just like out of the 500 recommendations that I got, I listened to one podcast.
Well, there you go, Travis. There you go. So it wasn't a complete wasted effort.
No, it was a joke and it backfired. I have another podcast I have to listen to.
Would you like to recommend it, Travis?
King Falls AM. It's a scripted show pretending to be an AM radio station broadcast. It comes out twice a month and is only like 15 to 20 minutes long per episode. It's great.
We should do a completely scripted show.
You think? No. I think that's what we've been doing. that's what we've been doing this whole time.
I'm so bad at reading.
We'll get you one of those earpieces where we just tell you what to say.
Yeah. So, guys, I guess if we can get a message out of the first half of the show, I would say, like, tell me why we're mad at Gillette. Because, like, Liquid, send me one of your long-form emails. I miss them, Liquid. I want to know, like, why are we mad at the Gillette commercial? Because I think that all they were saying was, hey, be a good dude and buy razors. I don't think that there was it was that deep.
You're so funny to me, dude.
Why?
Because you always, every week, you just get hung up on, like, one thing.
Well, no, I mean, like, I would love to be mad about it, Drunk. I would. Like,
you know how they could have got you mad. I feel like the inevitable end of that commercial, just hearing the little bit of audio that I did hear, the very last line in the commercial should have said, Gillette, hey guys, shave your pussies.
And on that note.
No, I mean, like, I would love to get mad at the same thing that everybody gets mad about. Like, why not? You know, if everybody's mad about it, then I'll watch it and I'll get mad too. But, and you know, another thing is I also think that, like, five people got mad at the Gillette ad and, like, 2 million people got mad at the five people who got mad at the Gillette ad. So I think we do that.
That happens every time.
And then we rally behind. It almost seems like we're all fools, Travis.
Because we're being played. It's the same thing with the AOC dance video. It's the same thing with the Nike video. It's the same thing with all this shit. Is the same thing. It's the Starbucks coffee cups. Two people got pissed off, and 7 million are pissed off at those two people.
But then, like, we all talk about it. Because it's the thing to talk about.
And it sells some razors.
We're being played, Travis.
Fucking A.
It's all an illusion. Travis, reply to Gillette right now. No, me.
All right.
Tell them that they should be paying attention to us. And doing our dance. You know what I'm saying, Travis?
So tell me more about this lawsuit, Michael.
Well, it's interesting because the backpack kid is essentially suing because they're using his dance without his permission. And he, and really, when you talk about Fortnite, it is a game that has been monetized.
Get up out of your chair. Run your fingers through your hair. Slide to the left. Take a big front step. Slide to the right. Scream like your pants too tight. Are you doing my dance? Are you doing my dance?
Oh my God!
Slide to the left. Take a big front step. Slide to the right. Scream like your pants too tight. Think you can do my dance? Be a real cool dude? Think you can do my dance?
Well, prepare to be sued!
Like all the same pop culture bullshit that you like.
It's time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly about their new film, Holmes and Watson, in theaters now.
So aren't there going to be people irritated that you two are taking a massive dump on one of the most famous literary characters ever?
We are close enough to the target for real, you know, Holmes and Watson fans to be satisfied and appreciative. At the same time, it's going to be silly enough and fun enough for a general audience and maybe people who aren't as familiar with the material.
And I think the sense of humor and the sense of sweetness and innocence and sincere comedy, you know, there's a sincerity to what we're doing.
Oh, they'll forgive your dick jokes. They're sweet dick jokes. That's not really out of touch with reality at all.
It's hard to put into words, but they've done it before, and they can do it again. Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
I step off the train, I'm walking down your street again, and past your door.
Drunk, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. This song bumps.
WFOD, crank it up.
Yes.
I'm letting you go first.
Citra Sunshine Slacker.
I didn't even grab your sangria.
You don't think I'm gonna like it?
You've always were two steps ahead of everyone. You walk behind while you would run. I look up at your house.
Kind of tastes like grass.
Not as skunk's asshole as I thought it was.
I mean, it's not great. It's okay. Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND. or WFOD show on Skype if you're into the whole brevity thing.
You remember that Gratz vodka you fucking shoved down my gullet?
Oh, yeah, I still got that. I still got that upstairs. Got most of a bottle because we didn't enjoy it very much. What am I going to do, dump it down the drain? Save it for a party or something.
There you go.
Travis.
Well, it'd be good in a Bloody Mary.
Travis, do you think that we can make our dance big?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course.
Do you think that we could get people to do the dance? We should like incentivize people sending us videos of them doing the dance. I'll send you a T-shirt or something if you do the dance.
Oh, we should create a logo for the dance, and if you do the dance, you get the dance T-shirt.
The special dance T-shirt.
Yeah, I did the dance. It'll say, and it'll have like a stick figure doing the dance.
Doing the floss, as a matter of fact.
Travis, what was the name of the podcast that you recommended?
King Falls AM.
Oh, yeah. This is a good recommendation.
King Falls. So is it like a, 15th century?
No, it's I don't even know where it's supposed to take place. It's King Falls. Every episode, some kind of weird supernatural thing happens. I've only listened to about 16 episodes.
So good for Spooky Month, then.
Like the deserts miss the rain. That song fucking bumps, man. That song gets you pumped.
Yeah, that song fucks.
Yeah, I didn't even remember how much cowbell it had, Travis. It's got a lot of fucking cowbell. I'll tell you what, Travis. Saw a video earlier this week. The video's been going around. Have you seen the dead raccoon in the McDonald's video?
No.
Travis, now, the video, I implore you to seek out the video because the video is great. But I think that the audio translates good enough. And let me preface this by saying, I don't have anything clever to say about this video. I just love it so much that I wanted to share it with you guys.
Do you mind if I add cowbell?
Yeah, you got some?
Yeah.
Travis, you're gonna love the audio of this video. But like I said, you should check out the video. But I think this is gonna go okay to audio only.
This nigga done brought a dead raccoon in the motherfucking McDonald's. Look at this shit. That motherfucker dead in the motherfucker. This nigga got rabies like a motherfucker. This motherfucker crazy. He ain't gonna bring it in there where the food at. Nigga, you so motherfucking stupid. Look at this shit. This motherfucker put the raccoon on the table. He come look. This motherfucker got him on the table, bruh.
Now, Travis, this video is 7 minutes long, and the whole 7 minutes is great.
The whole purpose of this video is obviously this guy wants to be auto-tuned, right?
Oh, yeah. He wants to.
Is it the N-word like every 7 seconds?
Just about. Yeah. Yeah. It's a gentleman outside a window at a McDonald's looking into a McDonald's. And there is a homeless man who has brought a raccoon into the McDonald's and set it on a table. And he's just kind of hanging out with this dead raccoon on the table. And this guy, he's telling us about it.
And he getting up leaving now. Look at this shit. Look, he leaving now. Look at this motherfucker. Wow, this motherfucker bring a dead ass raccoon into McDonald's. This nigga crazy, boy, I tell you. So, only in San Francisco.
Like I said, I don't have anything to say about it. It's just amazing.
So does it show this guy that's actually talking in the video?
No, he's just filming it with his telephone.
Because it sounds like about a 400-pound black man.
You're probably pretty close, I would imagine.
So he's just shaming this homeless man the entire time.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that I mean, there's nothing deep to it, Travis. It's just good old-fashioned entertainment.
You might as well watch an episode. Let's watch bum fights.
Back when, people were just, like, putting silly videos out on the internet. Like, you know, the gal that had bronchitis.
The good old days.
Or the girl that got hit in the head with the shovel.
Yeah, like back when we just hit each other with shovels, Travis.
Oh, my God.
I love shovel
only
girl.
In motherfucking San Francisco. Nigga trying to come get him something to eat before he go to work. Look at this bullshit. This motherfucker dead in the motherfucking his ass over there. He brung him in there. This motherfucker right here. Boy, I done seen it all. Somebody need to call 911 on this dumbass.
Don't you just want to just know where this guy goes? He's got to have a follow-up, right?
He goes to work.
But what do you think he does?
So do you think this guy needs to commentate everything? Is that what you're getting at?
Oh, my God. You need to just take the audio from this and put it over weird shit.
This motherfucker, Dak Prescott, about to throw a pass. This motherfucker.
This motherfucker, Mario, about to jump over this lava.
This dude crazy.
This motherfucker just bumped his head and a mushroom came out.
Why are you gonna go down that pipe, Mario?
Guy's just trying to get to work, get a breakfast sandwich. You're hitting your head and going down pipes, motherfucker.
Yeah, see, Travis, I didn't really have anything to add to it. I didn't want to play the audio. I thought it was great.
He gonna bring a dead-ass motherfucker raccoon and put him on the table.
Now, he's really harping on this one subject. I mean, that's what he accused me of, Drunk. But, I mean,
he's having a good time, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's into it. He's dead raccoon guy forever.
Right. So, on a somewhat side note, but a little related, did you see the whole Clemson visit in the White House yesterday?
No.
Oh, is that... If I have to see another motherfucking picture of Donald Trump in front of all those hamburgers, I'm going to fucking flip out.
They probably thought it was cool.
All these finely tuned athletic specimens, and he's buying them McDonald's.
Don't you think all those kids probably went in the room and thought it was cool?
You know why he had to buy them McDonald's, right?
Why?
Because his fucking chef is on furlough. Because of the government shutdown. That's why they had to go buy McDonald's.
No, but a bunch of kids go to this room. They meet the president. They have a room full of hamburgers on gold. They probably thought it was cool.
But he's like, here's your Frito burrito, and I even got fire sauce packets.
Yeah, he's like, oh, a bunch of kids are coming. What should I do?
How long do you think those hamburgers were sitting there?
I don't know.
Hours.
Drunk is semantics.
Nothing is worse than an hour-old McDonald's fucking cheeseburger.
The only thing you can eat fast food, like Taco Bell's good for like overnight sitting on the stove. Like if you don't finish all your Taco Bell, you just throw that shit in the microwave, it's just as good the next morning.
So long as it doesn't have lettuce in it.
I don't know.
True.
Guys.
Pick the lettuce out.
I think there's plenty to get mad about. I'm not getting mad about it, but
I think it's hilarious.
The pictures are over the top.
Well, the pictures are made for memes.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he should know better.
They got wide receivers with
I think he does know better, Travis. I think he did it on purpose.
I think he's like, ha ha ha. Let these assholes talk about this for 48 hours.
Right. They'll make fun of my burgers and forget the fact that I shut down the government.
They got like wide receivers with, you know, 4% body fat. And he's, here you go.
Yeah, those dudes have cheat days, though. If you follow any of those guys on social media, they have like I can't remember if it was a basketball player or a football player. He had a cheat day and he went to Taco Bell and he had, I don't even know how many fucking tacos and burritos lined up on the table. And he took a before and after picture saying, oh, it's my cheat day. Like 22 fucking double decker tacos. And then it was like a picture of him after he ate them, looking like he wanted to be sick.
The football season is over. It's a bunch of young kids with good metabolisms going to the White House. I'm sure that they can break away from their regiment to have a burger with the president.
When I was 18, I could eat 14 rodeo cheeseburgers and it wouldn't faze me at all.
I'm sure they'll be just fine.
Do you miss the rodeo cheeseburger, Travis?
Well, they still have them, and I get them once in a while, but it doesn't appeal to me as much as it did, mostly because they make me fat. I'm not 18 anymore.
Travis, I went to the movie theater yesterday, and I saw that at Kevin Hart paraplegic movie.
You did?
Yeah.
I would never... Why?
Bryan Cranston's good.
And Travis,
but that's not a theater movie. I mean,
my wife wanted to see it, and I didn't care.
My wife.
There wasn't anything I cared to see.
My wife.
Like, what am I going to go see? Fucking Aquaman? I don't give a shit about Aquaman. So we went and saw that.
I do agree with Travis that that one's a Netflixer, though.
Well, I mean, we wanted to go see a movie that was playing, so we went. And it was fine. It was an okay movie. I wasn't mad that we saw it. But what I noticed, Travis, before the movie, there was multiple head injury comedies advertised coming out. What's the fat gal from Pitch Perfect?
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, Rebel Wilson. She's in a head injury comedy, and Cookie from Empire.
No. Don't skip over it. What is the premise of her head injury movie?
Well, Travis, you're familiar with the concept of the head injury comedy, right?
Yeah, like Overboard.
Yeah, the movie that Amy Schumer just did, where like she got hit in the head and like woke up and thought that she was attractive.
Is that the one with
the... No, it's a real movie that came out, Travis. I'm like making a joke.
The reverse of Shallow Hell, basically.
Yeah, and Shallow Hell's another one.
That's really the premise of that movie with Amy Schumer?
Yeah, like she was exercising to try to get thin, and she fell off a treadmill and hit her head, and when she woke up, like these magical things happened, and all of a sudden, like she thought that she was really attractive. Cookie from Empire, Rebel Wilson's head injury movie, she probably falls off an exercise, but I don't know, she fell off something, she got hit in the head. And she woke up and
she thought she was Matthew McConaughey.
No, I think that she was suddenly in a romantic comedy. It was very meta, Travis, the premise of this movie. And there's a Hemsworth that's trying to hook up with her or something.
How many are there? Is it Lee? It must be Liam, right? Is there a third one?
It's not the one that we know. Not it's Thor. Like one of the other ones. You know?
Okay. Yeah, not Thor.
Yeah, and then Cookie from Empire. She's also in a head injury movie.
So hold on, is Thor the one that's in Ghostbusters, or is that the other one?
Thor was in Ghostbusters.
You mean Men in Black?
Yeah, he's in Men in Black too.
Oh, he's in Ghostbusters as well. You're right.
The nerdy guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not nerdy.
Right.
He's the Annie Potts.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and so like they keep making these head injury comedies and it's such a
lazy formula.
It really is, isn't it? It's like
so lazy.
Oh, I got hit in the head, and now my perspective has totally changed on all of this.
And it'll be really easy to give a message at the end of the movie. Turns out I didn't need to think I was thin the whole time.
Yeah, because people were fine with me because like I was just like confident and not down on myself and seemed approachable and available. But Cookie from Empire, Travis, they're remaking What Women Want, only it's What Men Want.
So no way. I'm assuming Cookie's that Taraji Henson.
Taraji Henson. Yeah, she's she got hit in the head, and now she can read men's thoughts. Travis,
is that how Mel Gibson got that power? Did he get hit in the head?
Probably. Wasn't he like trying to walk in high heels or something? And he.
Oh yeah, he was trying to put on. He was trying to put on nylons.
Yeah, like he was being a goof.
Shouldn't there be a backlash over this? Is it really funny to be making fun of people with head injuries?
I think so, Travis. This could be a thing that we get going is the head injured people of America fighting back and saying like we're not your flawed movie premise.
That's right.
So did you guys ever see that movie with Marky Mark and Will Ferrell with Mel Gibson as like Marky Mark's dad?
Did anybody get hit in the head?
I don't think so.
Will Ferrell got hit in the head. He drove a motorcycle through a wall. Are you talking about the sequel?
In the chat, Michelle's saying that he got shocked from a hairdryer.
Oh, he was trying to put on nylons and then he fell into the sink that the hairdryer was in, or the tub.
But then you die, right?
Yeah.
You
just like head injuries. Head injuries kill people. They don't make you have a wacky hour and a half situational comedy.
You die. That's what happened to Clownalyn Monroe, Travis. She fell down in the shower and died. She got hit in the head. Now she's dead.
This isn't funny.
You don't wake up and have special powers, guys.
You know what's super funny about you were talking about seeing that Bryan Cranston paralyzed movie is I remember seeing previews for this like forever ago, and I was thinking, oh, that looks kind of delightful. You know, Kevin Hart being his little helper guy and Bryan Cranston learning what it's like to be something. I immediately thought, man, you know what's going to happen is there's going to be a backlash for Bryan Cranston playing a paraplegic man, and when they could have hired a paraplegic man to play that character. And no shit, last week after the movie premiered, I saw a bunch of backlash and Bryan Cranston made an apology.
Is there a bunch of like well-known paraplegic actors that we're unfamiliar with?
That shouldn't make a difference, right?
Christopher Reeves.
Could you imagine them trying to make the Tom Hanks Denzel Washington movie Philadelphia nowadays?
With a AIDS man?
Well, just having Tom Hanks, a well-known straight married man, playing the gay guy who gets AIDS would get so much blowback because they didn't hire an actual gay man to play that part.
Travis, didn't Christopher Reeve get kicked in the head by a horse?
Yeah, well, no, he fell off a horse. And what is, did Sonny Bono died from hitting a tree while he was skiing?
Yes.
And Christopher Reeve got paralyzed from falling off a horse.
But yeah, most movies from the 90s you couldn't remake at all.
You couldn't make them. I was watching something very recently. I'm like, you couldn't. This is a great flick. You could never do this now. I can't. Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
When he's doing the whole plunger
talking
to
out
the
of
face
his butthole thing.
No, the Finkel Einhorn.
Yeah.
Einhorn.
Can't do that. Yeah.
You can never
do that.
I kissed
a man.
Can't talk out of your butthole either.
Yeah, they'd also say that was offensive as well. You put your butthole in some guy's face. Right. That's
spread the cheeks and talk out of it.
That's real man spreading.
May I ask you a question?
Can't do that anymore, guys.
Maybe that's why people are mad about the fucking Razor commercial. You can't make Ace Ventura anymore.
Here at Gillette, we know that we've made mistakes in the past, talking out of our buttholes. But no longer. We're done with all of that. Now we're making movies where people get hit in the head and come to realizations about their lives. And Kevin Hart is helping paraplegics. And that's what's going to happen now. We're not going to do all that other stuff we used to do, guys. We respect each other. We don't talk to each other with our buttholes anymore.
Another Tom Hanks movie, Big. Can you remake Big? Fuck no.
It's like
because the gal was trying to sleep with the kid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Marty McFly was trying to fuck his mom. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, guys.
So much stuff. Arnold Schwarzenegger was trying to machine gun a bunch of people to get his daughter back after he was cutting wood.
Yeah, you can't machine gun everybody. You know, you got to think about all those families.
Oh yeah, shit. Even Kindergarten Cop. You can't be bringing guns into schools and whatnot.
It's not a tool.
Can't bring ferrets either. The fucking ferrets.
Did you know they made a sequel to that movie with Dolph Lundgren? Really recently?
No. I did not.
There's a kid. I think it was either Hulu or Netflix. I was scrolling through this last weekend, and there's a fucking Kindergarten Cop 2 with Dolph Lundgren.
I bet it's amazing.
Travis, you got to recommend like 5 podcasts. We got to do some recommendations. What were some of the ones that you got?
Podcasts.
You only got that one?
Okay, I recommend that one, King Falls AM. I also recommend the Purple Stuff podcast, which I think I've done previously.
Purple Stuff?
Purple Stuff.
What do they talk about on Purple Stuff, Travis?
It's all nostalgia stuff. So it's the guy who runs the blog, The Sexy Armpit, and the guy who runs the blog site, Dinosaur Dracula.
Well, I'm sure you also got, you know, the Random Ramblings with Rob. You can recommend that.
Well, yeah, but we recommend those on the regular,
this
right?
Because
we
have crazy.
People.
The Po Folks podcast.
Needs more cowbell.
Drunk. Got like a pick of the week.
Sure, drunk's pick of the week, and it's been keeping me up late at night. Australian Open.
Is that
tennis?
Golf?
Tennis, it is. Oh. 2 weeks I'll be up until the wee hours in the morning.
You watch the tennis, drunk?
I love tennis. Andy Murray got beat in the first match. Shame. Gonna retire after Wimbledon.
So this isn't Wimbledon? This is a different one?
No, it's the Australian Open.
Is Serena Williams there?
She is there with her one-piece crazy outfits like she always has.
She yell at anybody?
Not yet. Just give that till the championship.
Little Asian gal there that she played against that yeah. she was yelling?
Yep, she is there. Osaka, she is... in top form. She wins. I hope so too. I like her.
Guys, I want to know why we're mad at the Razor commercial. Just tell me why we're mad at the Razor commercial. Because I'm with you. I want to be mad at the Razor commercial too. But I don't know why we would be. I want to understand. So
while we're here at the end, should I bring up what I brought up after the podcast last week?
Oh, about
your, did we do a podcast last week?
Dressers?
I did, yeah.
You got another one?
Yeah, my lady bought another dresser, so. And we're up to 10. I have more dressers than the other three people on the podcast combined.
If you were part of the Patreon for WFOD, you would have known that a week in advance.
No, I included it in last week's show.
Oh, man. Did you?
God damn it, Mike.
I couldn't leave it out. It's too good.
Ridiculous.
A dresser update? Are you
Why even me? Have a Patreon? This is what you're going to do.
a drunk dresser update. I'm not going to leave that out, guys. No fucking way.
That's how people give us money. The fucking drunk dresser update. They're like, hey.
Travis.
This is the kind of bits you get.
The people need their dresser updates.
Yeah, and they'll get it if they give us at least $1 a month.
I'll let you know when I get my deep freeze.
Yeah,
trying to make a fucking dance to get people looking at us. It's a dresser update.
Travis, people need to do my dance.
Your dance or Travis's dance?
I don't have a dance. Did you have a dance? Was that dance?
Yeah, we're gonna get people to do my dance, and tell me about why we're mad at the Razors. Just tell me. That's Travis's pick of the week, Travis?
Yeah, Travis's pick of the week. Finally, I was able to take the boy and went and saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It is fucking amazing. Yeah. Lives up to all the hype. It's an amazing animated fiction.
Don't you kind of gotta be like a pretty like comic book savvy to watch that movie, though?
Is it inside,
no,
Travis?
No, not at all. It introduces you to Miles Morales, who's been around for quite a while, but you don't need to know anything about the comic books. It gives you everything you need. They actually make a really fun, quick in joke to how terrible that dance scene from Spider-Man 3 was, where Tobey Maguire's all emo. It's like right up front. They're like, "Oh, we also made a third movie where I did this dance, but we don't talk about that." It's great.
Mike, pick of the week.
Yeah, pick of the week. You know that
Gillette commercial.
I mean, it's fine. Drunk. It was fine. The Kevin Hart paraplegic movie was fine.
What's the name of the movie?
I don't remember. I mean,
it was
things are looking up. It was so good.
You don't remember the name of the movie?
Up
regular man into the wheelchair.
Yeah, or like hey, it's gonna be good.
Grass is always greener.
Yeah, it's something like that. You know, it's
over
like,
the wall.
Like hey, let's be buddies. I don't remember.
The cripple and the bigot.
No, it wasn't that, Travis. It wasn't that. It was. I mean, it was forgettable. It's fine.
The movie where Kevin Hart's not alongside The Rock.
It's like this I was going to say This Is Us, but it's not This Is Us. That's the one where the guy died, but then he didn't die because he's back in time. And
isn't This Is Us the mushy show?
Yeah, maybe it's This Is It, Travis. Maybe it's This Is It.
That can't be it, though. That's the Michael Jackson concert movie from right before he died. Purple Rain.
Have you ever bathed in the waters of Lake Titicaca, Travis?
Guns out, funds out.
Warhead is dead. And the Civil War too was soon laid away. And the names of our warlords I was made to memorize. With guns in their hands, they said, God's on their side. To keep from dying, I had an untimely hitch keep me from climbing, but I climbed the hitch itself and I tried flying. I had an uprising in my soul. The left was fighting the right, and the right was fighting the light, and the light.
Travis.
Yep.
Michelle looked it up. The Kevin Hart paraplegic movie is called The Upside.
The Upside.
Yeah.
You're close.
We were so close. Are you sure we didn't say that in all the ones we said, Michelle?
Probably said it.
We probably said it. If we didn't say it, I'm probably going to go back and edit us saying it back in so that it seems like we said it.
Hey, the Upside.
Hold on.
Let's get a clean one.
Travis, the movie's called The Upside.
Yeah, The Upside, of course.
You know what's funny is it's on neither of their IMDb pages.
The Upside?
Yeah.
I had an undying wish to keep from dying. I had an untimely hitch keep me from climbing. But I climbed the hitch itself and I tried flying. I had an uprising in my soul. The left was fighting the right, and the right was fighting the light, and the light was blind in the night, and the night woke up in tears. When my fingers went to wipe them, they became a poem, but to write them, they would have to speak tears in another language that would take years. Now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and fall to the floor. If God's on your side, then would you ever need hope?
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
For listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. The phone over there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you. and goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
As promised, we do have some podcast recommendations for you. This is all of the podcasts recommended to Travis. So we're going to recommend them. We got the Chris Jericho podcast. Somebody recommended that. Somebody recommended a Gilbert Gottfried's podcast. The Bad Ideas podcast, at Bad Ideas podcast, 7 Days a Geek podcast, Wicked Theory, Project Leadership with Catherine Kelly. Check that one out. Po' Boys podcast had a Battle Royal, so we recommend that as well. Besotted Geek Pod, WTWN podcast, Gotham Lights Jock and Nerdcast, Bad Ideas podcast, Salty Language. I remember Salty Language. Let's see. River Jordan just wanted to make something for Travis specifically. Yeah, that was really nice of you, at River Jordan Life. That's nice of you. The Osteum podcast. They recommended the Osteum podcast. Too Young for This Hit podcast. Check that. Cult of Domesticity. At Domestic Pod, guys. Check that out. The Bloody Rocks, Lost Treasure Pod, Dark Poutine Pod, Killer Kids Pod. Ooh, I don't know about that one. Get Into Gate, Get Into Geek, Transmission from Jonestown. Yeah, definitely check that one out. The Detroit Cast, S-Town, The History Chicks, Overdue Pod, In the Past Lane. This guy's into history. That's a Jake at Hub History. Hey, Jake, Hub History. Check them out. I recommend them. The End of Time and Other Brothers? Bothers? What the hell? The End of Time and Other Bothers. An improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba what? I don't know what that one is, guys, but check it out. The Occulte Veritas podcast. They recommended the Occulte Veritas podcast. Historium Unearthia. Kate Park, she wants you to listen to the True Crime Garage. Collision Shack, they recommended... Oh, they complimented Travis on his name. That's nice. Guys, check out Collision Shack. Twisted Philly. Bear Brook. Missing Mara Murray. Missing Mara Murray. Who would name their kid Mara Murray? That's an awful name. Maybe it was by marriage. That's just unfortunate. The IABD Network. They recommended all of their shows. It's All Been Done, Radio Hour. It's All Been Trekked. Macabre Review, Been Done Pod, Good Bad Geeky, and Syndicated Nightmares. Check all of those out. Pot Stirrer Podcast, they recommended themselves, and also a Divisive Issues Film Podcast, Stranger Still, Crime in Sports, Murder Small, Mueller, she wrote, God damn, NHT... _ tweets host Now Hear This Entertainment. So check them out. I recommend that. In Poor Taste, they recommended In Poor Taste. I recommend In Poor Taste, guys. Big Loop Podcast is a great one. That's what Jerry says. Ask for Cast, definitely. It goes on and on, guys. But I recommend all of those shows. I promised you podcast recommendations, and there they are. So maybe we'll do it again next week because, you know, can never get too many podcasts.